Time to check in with Pauline Santos and learn what's happening at the Dartmouth Cultural Center. Good morning, Pauline.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Joining Pauline is Beverly Pusateri, who is one of the volunteers at the Dartmouth Cultural Center. She has some news to share with us about some children's programs. But right now we want to chat about the Member Guest Summer Invitational, which is already up and running. The exhibit will stay up until October. Who are the contributing artists, Pauline?
Well, most of them are members, and they were, you know, were able to bring guests. Mm-hmm. And the guests, you probably would become a member, but
hopefully.
But we have over 25 artists, and most of them are bringing in two pieces of art. So there's a lot of art.
It's really something to look at. We're going to tell you about the hours in just a moment. Beverly Pusateri is working with children, many children's programs, and you recently oversaw a scavenger hunt. Is that right?
I did. We involved, it went over a whole week period. Children came to the center and picked up a form, and they had to find 14 various objects hidden all over the village of Peyton Arum. Mm-hmm. We worked with 14 businesses, and plus we had the DCC, and we had a fireboat in the middle of the harbor that they had to find. So I thought it was pretty easy. They thought it was pretty hard, some of them. But they all came back, and they had a great time. They want to know if it's going to be done again next year. And when they get back, they have to show us pictures. They take pictures on their parents' phone. Of them finding everything, and then they get a prize.
50 kids.
50 kids.
That's not a small thing.
No.
That's pretty good. and you had cooperation from 14 businesses.
Yes.
I know there's more than 14 businesses down there, but that's still a big number.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. And, you know, part of the goal, because being a retired teacher, mm-hmm. Everything that I do starts with goals, like your lesson plan. And, part of it is to get more business down there for the business people and to get them to recognize the DCC as a community involvement in the village.
Good plan.
Yes.
Good plan.
She's always thinking.
That's a great idea. Maybe you ought to do it twice a year.
No.
Okay. So, I didn't really finish up with the Member Guest Summer Invitational. What kind of artwork are we looking for in that? Is there sculpture?
It couldn't be any kind of artwork. Yeah. There are a few sculptures, yeah. But mostly artwork on the wall.
All right. The exhibition is called Composition. Tie that in for me, will you, if you can?
Well, composition is anything that you put in there. I mean, it's looking at color, form, you know, those kinds of things. I'm not sure that I would understand it.
Well, I understand because you're not really an artist.
I'm not
an
artist.
You're a manager. Well, I was going to say call you president, but we already know you're president for life.
Oh, no.
Okay, so the big news of the summer was moving the Cultural Center's Wet Paint Day from September to August 23rd.
Right.
How did that work out?
The weather was beautiful. We had a few less artists. We don't know why, but it was still great. We had about 35, so it was a couple less than last year.
We all had our jobs to do to get everybody out there on time with their lunches, with their T-shirts. And so we all had designated times and jobs. And that was my part. I did not help on painting because I am also not an artist.
But for those who did the reception afterward.
It was fun. It was. Really? And the juror chose some paintings. We had first, second, and third prize. The juror was Ron Fortier. Mm-hmm. It's well known in the city. Yeah, it was fun.
All right, for those who don't know what Wet Paint Day is, it probably should be my first question, but for those who don't know what is it?
So the artist registers and they come in to the building on that day at around 8:30, and they bring their canvas and we check them off. They go to the next table. We stamp the back of the canvas with the date and the person's name. Then they go to the next table and they put string on the back or anything to hang it up. And then the next table, they get a map of where they can go. They get a lunch and any questions that they have, and off they go. And then they have to come back at 3 o'clock or so. And Jill Law, a gallery director, she hangs all the paintings. The doors are closed. The juror goes in, makes a decision, and then it's open to the public at 4 o'clock. Everybody comes in, and if somebody buys a painting, it goes directly to the artist.
All right. So it's a fun day.
It is.
A fun day in South Dartmouth. Would you keep Wet Paint Day in August now?
I believe that she's already picked a date for next year, August 20th.
All right. So. Very good. It really is a keynote of your day. It highlights the art, not of the day, but of your year, frankly.
Right.
Highlights a lot of wonderful art, and it's all local.
But it's it's also a record of the water, the harbor, the marshes. I mean, it's changing all the time. So these paintings will show that.
I think what's amazing is that they only have 6 hours, and some of them get two beautiful paintings done in that amount of time.
That is amazing.
It is.
Since I would sit there for like a half an hour and say, oh, heck with this. Let's go watch the Red Sox. But anyway, it takes some real patience and some real skill.
Absolutely.
And artists are people who have that. They love it. They just love it. You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Pauline Santos, president of the Dartmouth Cultural Center on Elm Street in South Dartmouth. It's also with Pauline today is Beverly Pusateri, who is a volunteer at the Dartmouth Cultural Center. Is it fair to say your specialty is children's programs?
Yes, I guess so.
Yeah.
Is that what I do?
Let's say that.
Okay. Now, the center is open Thursday through Saturday from 11 to 3. Visits at other times can be made through appointment by calling the center at 508-991-0484. You've got an interesting exhibit coming up in October, which I felt that deserved a mention. Eudora Welty, she's a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, both fiction and nonfiction. She's also a photographer.
Yes.
That left behind quite a group of photos. And you're going to explore her life and some of her work on October 9th.
Yes.
There is a $10 charge.
Donation.
But you have a donation.
Right.
You're having a speaker come in, so, tell us a little bit about Eudora Welty.
Well, Eudora Welty was alive in the 1930s, and originally she was an author, but then she went into the photography as well, and her photographs, there were 75, and this Laura Baylett was able to get the last copy of these photographs. So she's going to speak about her work, her written work, and connect it to the photographs. And we're trying to figure out how we can display the photographs. It'll also be a PowerPoint.
So 1930s in the South.
Mississippi.
You can't get much poorer than that.
Exactly. And it was during the Depression.
During the Depression.
So the photographs are very revealing.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking. Yes. In some cases.
Yes.
It sounds interesting. Now, Laura Baylett will share her story of how she came to possess these photos.
Right.
Dogged determination, probably, to buy the last set, I would guess. The photographs were published in 1980, and they tell a story, again, of 1930 South here in America, Mississippi. So, let's tell you again, October 9th, $10 donation at the center.
At the center, 7 o'clock.
Okay, 7 o'clock. Very good. I hope you get a big crowd. I think should be very interesting.
I think it will be, yes.
Okay, you're still looking for instructors and group leaders to lead workshops, either in person or over Zoom, is that right?
We haven't done any Zoom for quite a while now.
Okay. All right, have you had any, I want to say also, these are paid positions.
Yes, yes, definitely.
You want, you know, people share their knowledge, their talents, the paid position.
But we don't expect them to do it for free.
No, okay, very good. So any luck? We've been talking about this every other month for quite a while.
Yes.
You had some?
Yes. We have Peter Turner, and he's doing a workshop on September 20th. It's called Line and Wash Watercolor Batik on Rice Paper. Hmm. It's only a one-day thing, 10 to 2 o'clock on a Saturday, and the paintings are beautiful. Matter of fact, Beverly's thinking of
I really want to, I'm not talented at all, but, you know, you take a simple painting and then use wax and different colors, and it comes out beautiful. I think I can do it.
Okay. Well, let us know how she did. Right? And what's the date for that again?
That's on September 20th, 10 to 2 o'clock.
All right. Anything else you want to share about that?
No, we're going on. Lisa Elliott's coming back. She does the weaving on a rigid petal loom.
Yep.
And that will be on October 23rd. That's a Thursday evening, 6 to 8:30. She has a big following, so hopefully. Yeah.
Well, you've had her there before.
Several years
loom
now.
Thing going
yes.
On.
Yes.
All right. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's worked out.
Yeah.
Any others?
We have. We're actually working on a few other things, but it hasn't been set in stone yet.
All right. Well.
So, but we're also looking for, we're talking to someone who's a violinist and someone who sings. So we're hoping to do some different kinds of programs.
Okay. Beverly, you're a volunteer. What is the magic of that? What drew you to that? Besides maybe Pauline roping
well,
you
Well, actually, I didn't knew Pauline until I walked in the door, and then she kind of just gets you in there, and you can't get back out. But I actually took some classes with the Dartmouth Cultural Center before the pandemic,
okay,
and I enjoyed them. So when I retired, I kind of walked in one day and said, you know, what do I do to become a member, and how can I volunteer?
They reeled you right.
They did. They almost wanted to make me an officer when I went to the first meeting. I went, oh, no. But it's a very nice group of people. You get involved in the community. So we have fun. And, you know, sometimes I just sit there for my 2 hours of gallery sitting, and it's quiet. And I just talk to people when they come in.
Sure. My guests have been Pauline Santos, president of the Dartmouth Cultural Center. Pauline, thanks for coming in. Beverly Pusateri, another volunteer, thank you for coming in as well. And that's it for Town Square Sunday this week. Thanks for listening. Thanks also to Mike Roberts and Tim Weisberg for getting this program on the air and on our social media sites. I'm Jim Phillips. Join me next week for Town Square Sunday. Until then, have a great Sunday and a wonderful week ahead.